Well, are you glad the eclipse is now behind us?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. We're still here. The rapture did not occur, and we are still here. Well, I want to move on from the eclipse. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and there's no reason to get into any more of it today. I really need to spend some time with you discussing some important matters. And news stories that oftentimes get missed, maybe you only hear part of it. One of the things I like about doing this radio program is the audience that we have. The audience that supports this program, you have common sense, you do your homework, you don't just blindly believe everything somebody in government tells you to do. You have the ability to think it out. But every once in a while, I had one this weekend, you get one of these people that stumble across the radio program. They can't wait to become a keyboard warrior, tell you everything you're doing wrong and using foul language, cursing and bad spelling and atrocious grammar. And they show the world they're just mental midgets. And so I play along. And in the end,
it was an attitude adjustment. I guess it was his first time. An attitude adjustment. Now he understands just fine. He got bent out of shape. Then he opened his mouth and just one appointment straightened right out. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, it'll work every time.
So just a little bit of inside information about how radio programs like this function. I'm not the only one out there doing a radio program. Pretty much, I don't care what most people think, what most people say. Matter of fact, if it really makes you feel better, just keep on writing and I can keep on looking or choose to ignore you. Especially if you come off showing that you're a mental midget. I don't have time to waste with mental midgets. There are more important things to do. And it's amazing, and I feel bad about it. You wish you could help them. You wish you could get them to open their eyes and see what's going on around them. This one in particular was like, you know, saying, I bet you were eating horse paste back during COVID. And all this, I mean, yeah, I didn't have to. I didn't need it because I didn't come down with a case of COVID. How about that? And I'm not even vaccinated. How about that? If these very same people, when the narrative changes and changes and changes, they don't see that it changed. They just go right along with the new lie being told or the new misinformation being put out by the CDC or the FDA. And if you challenge it, man, they want to come after you. They are so willing to believe. Kind of like that old song, give me a reason to believe. And so, yeah, I'll exchange an email or two, and then I just cut it off, cut them off, and I don't deal with them anymore. Don't have time. Because, see, people like that, they're almost unreachable. They don't want to be reached. Their minds are like concrete, thoroughly mixed up and too well set. I came into understanding what was going on with the pandemic with open eyes. I worked in emergency management. That's something that some of these clowns don't get. It's not that I just picked up something on a YouTube video that told me to do this, that, or the other. Everything I've ever shared with you on this program has one thing in common when it comes to the pandemic. We have been consistently 100% of the time correct. Anything we told you on this program a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago has always been proven right and correct over time. And so when people are saying, they're still believing like, yeah, you were eating horse paste, weren't you? I don't know where you get your news from, probably some comedy show at night. And that's not a news source. That's a source of ignorance. And you believe everything you're told, hoping that I'm going to live because if I get COVID, I'm going to die. That was one of the sad things about COVID. And my wife and I saw it within even some family members that were so believing that number one, there was one in particular whose attitude when they heard that my wife's daughter, who at the time was living in New Jersey, had come down with COVID, and the the response from this one relative out west was, so when is she going to die? I mean, not when is she going to get better. It was like, when is she going to die? And I explained to my wife then what I already knew from working in emergency management. She's healthy. She's young. She has no conditions that could make any kind of a flu or any disease worse. And I said, over the next couple of weeks, she'll be fine and on the road to improvement. And I said, she's going to have this period of time. This is in the early days when COVID was first out there. Going to have some times where, you know, getting up to walk across the room is going to take all your strength and put you out of breath. But as quickly as it came on, it gradually went away. And all of a sudden, outdoors, walking, feeling better. Some lingering symptoms for a while, but overall fine. And now you have built-in immunity going forward. That's something else that got ignored in the pandemic. Built-in immunity. A lot of people had it. And there's a reason. I found it at the CDC website. Hard to find it now, but back then it was still there. They hadn't scrubbed it away. What people don't realize, and I downloaded this material, that back in 2003 and 2004, there was a SARS-CoV virus that went around the world. Now, it wasn't as, the symptoms were not quite as bad. But people were coming down with it, and the CDC did a tremendous amount of study about this particular disease. And this is before the CDC became so cotton-picking political. They did the assessment, and they understood several things, that this particular virus would morph down. In other words, it would become more contagious but less deadly, less symptomatic, and ultimately just burn itself out naturally. And for those that were dealing with it, they had discovered some off-label uses for hydroxychloroquine. It's right there on the CDC website. Donald Trump didn't make that up. People didn't make it up. It was at the CDC website for years, almost 20, at least 16 years, sitting there at the website. What they already knew about COVID, what they already knew about this kind of a virus, they understood it and how to treat it. And the afterwash study that came out in 2005 that was on the website, still in 2020, stated the best course of action is plenty of fluids, rest, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and hydroxychloroquine. What a way to treat. And you know, many doctors that I know, one in particular in South Carolina that treated over 800 patients who came down with a nasty case of COVID. Only one of his 800 patients died, and he was well into his 80s and had many other compromising health issues. And what was his method of treatment? What he himself knew from the CDC website regarding a SARS-CoV virus, and he treated accordingly, only to be ridiculed and condemned by the establishment, by the news media, by the bought and paid for medical groups in hospitals that do whatever the government tells them without even question. And so now we have people, even to this day, that still don't get it. They still don't get it. They're still taking their boosters. They're still putting on face diapers. They're still living in fear. They're still screaming at people like me or anybody else, disinformation, you know, and cursing and yelling and screaming and foaming at the mouth. I mean, I feel sorry for these people. They have believed a lie, and they're believing the lie into being delusional. Everything about the pandemic as we know today, everything we were told early on, turned out not to be true. When somebody pointed out that Wuhan, China has got a big virology lab, a level 4, by the way, a really important one, oh no, it couldn't have been a lab leak, it's impossible. It came from an old bat from 300 miles away, and it came out of a meat market in Wuhan, and then traveled the globe. emails that have now been unearthed between Dr. Mini Mengele Fraud Fauci and others. And they knew. They were trying to cover up the lab leak story. Because, see, NIH had been funding coronavirus studies at that lab clandestinely. We now know they did. We now know that they were playing with these viruses at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, for example, and other places around the world. It made its way to Toronto. It made its way a lot of places, even biolabs in Ukraine. We know that now. This is nothing I'm making up. This is out there. If certain lying, filthy media don't want to tell you the truth, that's not my problem. I can't make MSNBC tell the truth. They don't know how. They're not even journalists anymore. They're propaganda artists. CNN. You know, I think back to the people that you and I should have been able to trust during the pandemic. You and I should have been able to trust people like Dr. Fauci, people like Dr. Birx, and many others. Yet they willingly and knowingly lied, and I think in some cases for money, in other cases for political gain. And the news media hated Trump so much here in the United States, anything to make him look bad. The death ticker was on the CNN screen and the MSNBC screen. How many deaths and cases, were all dying because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is giving you the virus. Donald Trump is giving you misinformation. And only Joe Biden can save you. And as soon as the election was over, they took away the, actually, as soon as Joe Biden was sworn in, the death ticker magically disappeared, even though more people allegedly died of COVID during the time that Biden was president that first year than ever died in 2020. And they couldn't have that truth getting out. And of course, we now know what they were dying of. They weren't really dying of COVID. They were dying of the protocols, of the way they were being treated. These hospitals had their hands tied and their money threatened, and insurance companies, if they didn't follow a certain protocol, you do it differently, you're not getting paid. Medicare or Medicaid patients, no, you're not going to. If you chew this treatment, we're not going to pay you. You do this and the insurance companies are going, nope, not paying you. It's got to be Remdesivir. It's got to be ventilators. It's got to be whatever they were doing that I believe killed 80% of those that actually died, if they really even had COVID to begin with. We're also finding out how many patients were coded as having COVID that never did. Why? Because there was extra money. Lots of extra money anytime you had a COVID patient. People in government and people in the media, people that you should have been able to trust, willingly and without justification, without any moral decency, lied to you. And I want to play this little audio clip that I ran across. You'll recognize some of the voices. These are media people from MSNBC, CBS, CNN, the CDC, supposedly great doctors, politicians. And I want you to listen to the veracity and the volume of the lies they told you and I.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Screw your freedom.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated.
taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you.
Yeah, that last voice there was Chuck Todd, complete idiot from NBC, at MSNBC, that has sold his soul and his journalistic integrity a long time ago just to be a propaganda artist. And you listen to what these people were saying in 2021, 2022, and even into 2023. They kind of started shutting up a little bit in 2023. You want to know why? Because the tide of information was turning against them. The numbers they were claiming that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated turned out not to be true. In fact, it is now a pandemic of the vaccinated. That's a little bit of a story they don't want to talk about. They try not even to talk about COVID much anymore, except maybe how we can use it to change the way we do elections. I'm sure if they can find a way to do that, they will, as they did before. But it never was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. In fact, everything they told you was a lie. You go back to 2021, and I can remember President Biden, and I'm not even going to waste my time playing the audio clip. Most of you remember it. And he pretty much came out there, and he had lost his patience with the unvaccinated. And he made it very clear that if you just would go get the shot, you idiots, you won't get COVID. That's what he told you. Matter of fact, if you take the shot and you get your second shot, then you can even take off your face diaper. You don't even have to wear your shaming face mask anymore. You're among the smart ones. You are the vaccinated. You will never get COVID. Well, we had a couple of breakthrough cases. But don't worry, you're not going to get COVID if you take, well, maybe there were a few more than just a couple of breakthrough cases, but it's still safe and effective. Well, maybe it doesn't stop you from getting COVID after all, but it does keep you from dying and having really bad symptoms. That's the ticket. Yeah, take the shot, and you'll probably get COVID, but at least you're not going to die. And never admitting what so many legitimate doctors around the world who are being suppressed by Twitter, being suppressed by YouTube, being suppressed by an unwieldy federal government that had no business shutting up doctors that knew their trade and knew their craft and had the experience and the knowledge. There's one such doctor I know up in Maine. She lost her license. She's fighting to get it back. And they're dragging their feet in the hearings. Why? Because they know they're wrong. I've watched one of the hearings, and these clowns that went after her license have nothing to stand on, and she has the facts on her side. And so what do? They just want to, we'll have a meeting about it again in 6 months. We'll talk about it. They don't want to face the reality because they know these people that did this are going to be in deep liability financially. Because once it turns out that they never had a leg to stand on to pull her license, she will be opened up to sue them, not just as a board, but individually. I would not want to be those doctors that were suspending licenses, especially on people that knew more about this than these clowns that pulled the license. There's a lot of that going on. The pandemic was convenient. The pandemic, as I mentioned, the only thing I'm going to mention eclipse-wise today is simply this. all these governments in the pathway of the eclipse declaring national emergencies and statewide emergencies and what have you for like 2 and 3 days at a clip. I think New York's emergency doesn't even end till tonight. I mean, give me a break. We didn't have this in 2017. And remember, we had a full eclipse like this. I happened to live in Georgia at the time. We hadn't even started this radio program yet. My wife and I had a little place up in Georgia we were renovating. I was the acting pastor at a small church. And we lived, literally, if you look at the line, the middle line, it went right through our little home in Georgia. So we had a really good way to watch it. Right out of our back door, didn't have to go anywhere. We were dead center on the line. And I can remember what some people were saying back then about the eclipse. And this is going to mark the, you know, waiting for the rapture, waiting for this, waiting for the other. And it's all over now. It's all over. And it turned out to be an eclipse, like I mentioned yesterday. There's a total eclipse somewhere on the planet Earth every 18 months. Just doesn't happen to be going across Buffalo, New York every 18 months. It takes, you know, it varies. But somewhere on this planet, somewhere there's going to be an eclipse every 18 months or less. And there are partial eclipses about every 2 to 3 months somewhere on the planet. But it seems only because it's happening in the United States. Oh, yeah, we must be Bible Prophecy Center. That's enough. And then the emergencies. I mean, people like Kathy Hochul couldn't wait to declare an emergency so she could have her powers again. Ooh, her powers, just like Gretchen Whitmer up in Michigan. Couldn't wait to yield those mighty powers again. They became pretty much power-hungry dictators. They can't get enough. And that's one of the most dangerous things of evil-hearted people. They love that kind of power over others. They thrive on it. They need it. There are a lot of things in this world that need to be discussed, that need to be looked at, that need to be understood. And like I say, what I shared just a few minutes ago with that audio clip of all the experts, all the doctors, all the news people, and everything you heard has been proven to be untrue. Everything from, if you just take the vaccine, you'll never get COVID. Well, if you're unvaccinated, you can die, Wheezy. And now we realize that even as to understand this, and I want to make sure you understand this clearly. These numbers come out of the United Kingdom and a few other nations where there's actually better data out there from their governments. And I'm not looking at total numbers because I understand that in places like the United Kingdom and here in the United States, you had upwards of 70% of the people are vaccinated. I get it. Same in Australia. But here's the sad truth. As a group, and we're talking statistically as a group, not sheer numbers, because granted, there's more people in the cohort of the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. But as a group, in terms of percentages within their own group, their incidence of getting COVID multiple times is higher than the unvaccinated. In other words, the unvaccinated tend not to get COVID a second time if they had it once. And I'll tell you another group that tended not to get COVID. They figured it out a little bit too late. Those that had experienced, and there were many that experienced and thought it was just the flu back in 2003 and 4. Those that experienced SARS-CoV-1, as it's often called, 15 years later, were not coming down with SARS-CoV-2. In fact, they say genetically the two are about 85% the same. And whatever immunity you built up after being exposed to it in 2003 and 4 was sufficient for those today. I mean, they found the antibodies in these people. They apparently had it and didn't really even know it, thought it was the flu or a bad cold, who knows what. But now they had a natural immunity. And sadly, when some of that group started taking the vaccines, they started losing some of that immunity. Losing it. And so now, if you really want to be truthful with the numbers, it is a, if there's really a pandemic left, and there really isn't, there's some people still getting it. It crops up here and there, and it's going to be an endemic. It's always going to be with us to a degree. The good news is, especially for the unvaccinated, like they said about SARS-CoV-1 back in 2003 and 4, one of the reasons this thing keeps lingering around and doesn't burn out is because we've been vaccinating into a pandemic. Now, I did not understand this until some incredibly knowledgeable professors of medicine who know more about some of this stuff than the clowns at MSNBC or even at the CDC, for that matter, pointed out the danger of vaccinating into a pandemic. This will force mutation after mutation up and down and not a natural progression to run itself out. So if anything, you're extending it and you're causing more morphing and changing of the virus. And it's called vaccine escape. That's another term I've learned in the last couple of years, that you keep trying to vaccinate into a pandemic. By the time you get your new variant to market, the virus has mutated one or two more other times. You're always running behind, and you're giving a vaccination that is confusing your immune system. And that's why people are getting, that's why among the vaccinated, there are people getting COVID 2, 3, and even 4 or more times. They're fully vaccinated. I don't get it. Let me put it this way. To those that talk about horse paste and all this other nonsense that you don't understand because you're a mental midget, let me explain something to you. You're going to learn something today, whether you want to or not. And I know you don't want to learn because your mind is like concrete, as I said before, thoroughly mixed up and too well set. Let me explain to you something about how a pandemic plays out and why vaccinating into one with a unproven technology, by the way, ran across a story the other day. This kind of is leaked out, and you can find it if you look for it. You don't even have to go to some strange website. You can just basically go to the NIH site to find out some of this information. Did you know that companies like Moderna, who had never turned a profit on anything, never had bought anything to market prior to the COVID vaccine? Please understand, Moderna never had a product make it to market, period. That's a fact. You can look it up. Stefan Bancel was traveling the globe raising money in 2017, 18, and 19, trying to keep the company from going belly up. They had raised all of these billions of dollars in selling stock on the stock market, promising technology that never arrived. Now, they're claiming it's arriving now. And the idea of mRNA, it's been around. Dr. Robert Malone, others have been playing around with it since the 1990s. And it turns out, and can you believe this? I mean, I'm just giving you what's out there that you can find, that Dr. Fauci and company own and hold some of the patents on these particular technologies that created the COVID vaccines, which are not really vaccines. They're just basically gene therapy. And the idea of an mRNA treatment was to deal specifically like with cancers, and they're still trying to experiment. And there may be something to it. But this one size fits all as a vaccine to make the body start producing spike protein in the deltoid muscle. Now we're finding out that this doesn't stay, and it wanders around the body. It gets into the ovaries of women and other parts of the body where it doesn't belong. This is the problem with not having real testing done and testing it on 8 mice and realizing, okay, they didn't die, so let's run out there and give it to everybody. And don't laugh and don't think that's misinformation. That is how these last bivariant vaccines have come out, testing it on a handful of mice. If the mice don't die in a week or two, then it must be safe. And by the time they get it to market, that variant is long come and gone. And another one comes around. And so we're always pushing mutation after mutation, and we're slowing the process of burnout, like SARS-CoV-1. It's not burning out like it should. And then we have to recognize that the money spent by the NIH and by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the EcoHealth Alliance and others, they were trying to get gain of function. And boy, they tried to deny it. But the truth is, it is true. In Wuhan and other places, including, and people don't like to hear this, Ukraine and North Carolina and Toronto, they were playing with gain of function on corona bat viruses to make them more infectious, to make them more deadly, more symptomatic. It's biological warfare, and it had been forbidden. And I want to let you know something else, that for many, many years, it was against the law in the United States to do that kind of research. Totally, absolutely against the law. Until the end of the Obama administration, quietly that ban was lifted, and we could get involved again. And off to Wuhan, our tax money through the NIH goes. And the rest, I think, if you have common sense and connect, and you can connect a couple of dots and add 2 + 3 and realize it equals 5, you'll realize that there were Department of Defense and others, their monies were involved in these projects. Why? What could go wrong by playing with viruses? You even have the World Health Organization, and whether you like Donald Trump or not, I could just care less, but he was right about something. That's an agency, a global agency, United Nations agency, that we should not send a penny to. We should not sign on with in any shape, manner, or form. These people at the World Health Organization are now playing around with bird viruses, bird flu. I can see what can go wrong. Yeah, well, we always know it can go wrong. And this global organization wants to overshadow the rights of Americans and control what our government leaders can do for the next pandemic here in the United States. They think that they should be in charge globally. I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. I don't trust their trillion-dollar global idea of a bird flu vaccine. It's just more of the same. And I pray that I'm just afraid that this president in this country is going to sign us on where we lose our sovereignty when it comes to this kind of medical science. It's going to become political global science and global nonsense. Time will tell. All right, we've talked enough about the pandemic stuff. I really wasn't planning to do that. I do have 1, 2, 3 other stories I really need to get to that are extremely important. And I may have to even push some into later this week. But we'll do that after we take our break. Now, I want to just take a moment here to thank you. I want to thank you, and then I want to encourage you. Number one, I want to thank the many that are coming. Some new people are helping support this radio program. And I'm getting a lot of response now, all of a sudden, from those listening on 5085. 5085 kilohertz at night. We are on at night, I believe it's at 9 p.m. Eastern and 11 o'clock Eastern on 5085 kilohertz. We are also on in the afternoon, and we may change the schedule a little bit, and I believe it's 7 p.m. Eastern time, and maybe we'll try to get it again earlier, but it's 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're heard on 9475 kilohertz. That's 9475 kilohertz. And I'd like to see if we can get even an earlier airing for Truth to Ponder in the daytime, maybe in the afternoon around 1 or 2 or so or 3 in the afternoon Eastern. So we're working on that. But we can only do what you support us to do. Now, I've made this clear before. I am not paid to do this program. I don't need to be. But we do have to pay for the airtime. So if you would like to be a new supporter of this radio program, I'm going to tell you how you can help us out. And we really, truly do need your help to stay on the air. You can visit our website, which is truth2ponder.com. 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 And at the website, you can find out where to hear the program, the hours that we are on. You can also find out how to support us. There is a tab on the menu that says support. And we use exclusively Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go. And it's a secure online organization, Christian organization, I might add, that we've had just wonderful relationships with since we started. And many of you have used Give, Send, Go. You'll find that at the website, Truth, the2ponder.com. But then again, many of you would rather mail, use the regular mail. And for that, it's really simple. Any check or money orders made payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. The address is Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowee is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Chilhowee, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowee, 24319. When we get back, we're going to take a little trip to our neighbor to the north in Canada. There are a couple of stories there that I want to share with you from Canada because they're working their way right across the border even faster than somebody coming across the southern border into Arizona or California. So you'll want to be with me right after we take this break.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The Wrong Command coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get in love in a moment. Husbands, you read, wives, respect your husbands. And so I know husbands who quote that. They tell it to their wives, they focus on it, and it's true, and it's right. A wife must respect her husband, reverence her husband. That's true. And also says, husbands, love your wives. And I know wives who quote that to their husbands, tell their husbands, focus on it, and it's true. A husband must love his wife. But only one problem. It doesn't say, husbands, make sure your wives respect you, and it doesn't say, wives, make sure your husbands love you. The scripture about wives respecting their husbands begins with wife, not the husband. And the scripture about husbands loving your wives begins with husband, not wife. See, when each focuses on what the other has to do, it doesn't work. You got two people looking for something, and it's like two tax collectors and no money. But when each person focuses on their own part, what they're to give and not what they're to get, then you don't have a spirit of getting. You have a spirit of giving without expecting back. And the thing is, when you focus on giving, you foster a spirit of giving. Husband, love your wives, and your wives are far more likely to respect you and reverence you. Wives, respect and reverence your husbands. Your husbands are far more likely to love you. And that's true with everything. You focus on what people owe you, you're going to be miserable. They're going to be miserable. Focus on what you can give to others and you're going to be blessed. Forget about your need. Focus on blessing them freely without condition. It changes everything. It creates a spirit of giving and blessing and freedom and love. Forget about what you want and what you think you need from others and bless. Be free. Bless and see what happens. Because God never commanded you to be loved. He commanded you to love. Or never commanded you to be served, but to serve. And never commanded you to be blessed by others, but to bless. Do this and all these other things will be added to you. Want more? Ask for Gentle Men on CD. Now, the free gift for you. What if you discovered the place the Lost Ark of the Covenant was? Well, awesome. Just as awesome. The Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You're going to love it. And it's our free gift to you. And Sapphire's Daily Spiritual Vitamins to revitalize your walk. Or a free New Testament. How do you get all these gifts free? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. So to receive your free gift, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA, YESHUA-1. Now, the Jewish people brought you the blessings of salvation, and I invite you to join with me to bring it back to them, to bless those who blessed you. God says, I'm going to bless the one who blessed the Jewish people, and to reach the unreached people on every continent. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or write me direct. The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. It's a nice Jewish boy. It's box 1111. It's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. It's 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, my friend and Messiah. Habaracha, the blessing.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. So glad that so many of you are along each and every day as a podcast on radio. And if you get a moment, maybe today or tomorrow, would you do me a little favor if you have email? Would you let me know how you are listening to this program? Real easy. What I'd like you to do is just send me a personal email at my personal email address, which is bob@truth2ponder.com. bob@truth2ponder.com. I'm not trying to accumulate a bunch of email addresses, and I'm not going to be sending you a bunch of emails because you wrote me asking for money or selling you something. I'm not going to do that. But it would be a great help to me if you'd let me know how and when you listen. Is it a podcast? And if so, which podcast platform are you finding it? Is it iTunes? Is it Google? Or this? I think that's changing too, to YouTube or something. There are a lot of podcast sites out there that this program finds its way toward from the two primaries that we send it through each and every day. We also use a Christian organization called PodPoint, which is a Christian podcasting hosting company, and that is our primary outlet. You can actually find us at PodPoint and get it directly from them without advertising. I do know that when the podcast does make it out on some of the other platforms, there is advertising to which I get nothing. That is the cost of admission to being heard on some of these other platforms. They retain the right to have a commercial either be, you know, pretty much before you can hear the podcast. So we're not getting anything out of that, just so you know. That strictly stays with iTunes or whoever is involved, could be Spotify and other places. They keep a commercial, just so you know. For a long time, we had been on a couple of other platforms, but they're becoming more expensive and more problematic. Even when we pay for licensing on certain music, their artificial intelligence can't figure that out. So I've been trying to deal with a couple of others, but they don't work. So we're here where we're at. And then a lot of you listen on radio. WRMI is where we started. And we are on a number of frequencies there in the afternoon at, I believe it's 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're on 9395 kilohertz. And then again in the evening, we are on at 10 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday on 5950. And then again on 9455 kilohertz. I also believe we may be on 7730 kilohertz. Not 100% sure. And even at night on 9395. I don't even have the full listing currently where we are on WRMI. Earlier in the day, we're on 15770, and I believe that's 10 or 11 o'clock Eastern time in the morning, one of the first airings. So we're on a lot of facilities, and also the WTWW, we're on three times a day at minimum currently right now, and even on the weekend. So it's a lot of shortwave airtime. We'd like to increase it just a little bit to make sure we have coverage across the United States, Canada, North America, and even into Europe. So that's my prayer. Now, I want to get to a couple of stories here. That this first one is going to come out of Canada. And when I first saw this story, it was deeply concerning to me. There's a lot of things happening in Canada that just, you know, that terrify me. And we have a number of listeners in Canada right now. And I don't know what to say. But we're seeing similar things happening here in the United States. But Canada, this story just comes from the Toronto Sun. I'm just going to really just give you the fast overview. There's a young guy. He was a Circle K, that's a convenience store clerk. A Circle K clerk. He's facing 14 years in a Canadian prison on assault charges. Why? After he defended himself from a homeless fentanyl addict who tried to rob him. And the attacker, the one that attacked this individual to rob and hurt him, is only getting 14 months. But the one that defended himself, in other words, they don't want you to defend yourself in Canada anymore. We're forgetting who the bad guys are. And we're going after the good guys. And so this poor guy could be facing 14 years in prison because you have a moron, a complete idiot, and a reprobate by the name of Justin Trudeau in charge who, well, you know, you can't ever say anything bad about him. He'll come after you. If you criticize his COVID restrictions and vaccine mandates, he'll cut off your bank account. The man is a worm. The man is disgusting. And the man is just a globalist who does not care about you in Canada and how the Canadians keep putting him into office goes to show what public indoctrination, which are the school system, and making people afraid to speak up or speak out or defend themselves, you're worn down and you've been emasculated in Canada. And you're about as manly, some of these Canadians are about as manly as Trudeau, and he's not manly at all. Very effeminate, very strange, very creepy. And that's Canada, where defending yourself could put you in jail from a fentanyl addict who tries to rob people. That's like in New York City. Sadly, a guy died, but he was attacking women on a subway, and the guy was trying to restrain this guy. I guess what they should have done is just let the guy hurt people. Maybe the guy could have killed somebody, but then again, they'll let him out. He's the criminal in New York City. No bail. I mean, a police officer is dead because somebody that had been arrested 21 times for major crimes was walking the streets in New York City instead of being in a prison where he belonged. And now a police officer is dead. Boy, I saw that story about a week ago. That really, to watch, you know, Biden and Obama getting off Air Force One and just hopping in the limo to raise 25 mil, and they could have cared less about that police officer. That's all about them and their power and their money. Our civilization is committing suicide as we allow right to be wrong and wrong to be right. And a police officer is dead and a young child will never know their father. You know, and then Kathy Hochul decides she wants to show up to show solidarity. Well, it's your idiotic policies of no bail and the garbage you signed off on that killed that officer, Kathy. So, yeah, you need to stay away. Nobody wants you around. Any decent person would never be within 100 feet or 1,000 feet of you and your bad baby-killing policies, you phony Catholic. Fraudulent Catholic? You're not a Catholic. You belong to the First Church of Satan with your beliefs, or the First Church of Moloch, where they love and worship their dead babies, or they worship the planet, or they worship Ishtar that can make a man a woman or a woman a man. This is where we're going. This story, I ran into this one. This comes from Connecticut. Used to be a pretty sane state 50, 60 years ago. Not anymore. They've gone crazy. There is a 6'3" man. I'm looking at his picture. He is a 6'3" man. You can see the razor stubble on his face. He goes by the name of Rose. He's an anatomically correct man. He looks like a man, talks like a man, acts like a man. He's enormous. And he just won first place on the women's high school and track and field team. And he's allowed in the girls' locker to change, and the girls are feeling rather unsafe. Do these reprobate syphilis brain morons in Connecticut at these school districts care? No. Yesterday night, while everybody's talking about the eclipse, there's a school board in Pennsylvania trying to change their bathroom policy to allow anybody to use the bathroom of their choice. If you're a man that decides today, I feel like a woman, hey, just go on into the girls' room. We think it's great. But see, this is the kind of idiocy and wokeness and craziness and delusion that is sweeping across the United States and Canada, pretty much the entire Western world. And when schools are doing this and they're hiding this stuff behind the backs of parents, you have to wonder. Biology and science, you can't deny it. That's real science, not this political science that Fauci played with the virus. And the left in this world today, not just the United States, but all across the globe, they scream to follow the science on everything from climate change to COVID-19. You can't deny that we are male and female. There are just two genders. And a teen phase shouldn't be a life decision. This lie of gender dysphoria. Honestly, little children, especially those that are in preschool, kindergarten, first, second, and third grade, they don't know much. Their bodies are still developing. And this is where these evil-hearted individuals try to get to these children to convince little Johnny that he should be little Jill. Or little Robert should be Roberta, or whatever. Or maybe Roberta should be Robert. I mean, they believe it's what they have to do. These are demonically possessed people worshiping Ishtar, the goddess that changes boys into girls and girls into boys. And they're doing that demon's bidding. Childhood, and then as you approach adolescent for these kids, these are developmental stages, people, that precede adulthood. And even then, our minds are continuing to mature into our 20s. Like any other creature in nature, our young people today, they've got to come over these challenges, the technology, the propaganda, two parents working, not really engaging like they used to with their kids. And these are social trends. These are not real. And yet these kids are being made to believe that it is. And they're being damaged by some of these horrible individuals. You know, 67% of little kids who identify as transgender will embrace who they really are by the time they get into their later teens. It's a phase. It is strictly a phase. By the time they're in their mid-20s, it's even higher. And those that made the decision to go trans in like 13, 14, 15, the vast majority of them, by the time they hit 20, 25, totally regret it and wish they hadn't done it. But now it's too late. This lie being pushed upon our children has a couple of other negative effects. And also there's another big lie. Would you rather have a living son or a dead daughter or vice versa? No, it has nothing to do with that. They outgrow it. And the truth is, the higher number of suicides occur in those that have made the transition and now they can't really get back. And in virtually every case, male and female, the girl can no longer become pregnant and the guy can no longer be a father. They're sterilized for life by all these puberty blockers and everything else. Trans surgery is not surgery, it's evil. And the fact that the administration in Washington is pushing this shows just how evil-hearted they are. And God will hold them accountable in a judgment that I would dare say is going to be enormous. The United States is approaching a day of judgment. It really is. And then another story real quick, and this kind of shows the way things are happening. There was a judge in one of the January 6th cases that wanted a defendant's computer monitored for any disinformation. In other words, hey, we don't care about the First Amendment anymore. We want to get this guy's mind right. You know how that works. This was a sentencing requirement that defendant Daniel Goodwin have his computer monitored by the government for disinformation. Now, that's been vacated. by, thankfully, a U.S. Court of Appeals. And the court had ruled at the end of March, the mandate sending the case back to a district judge to remove the computer monitoring requirement. Judge Watson had no legal basis to issue that special condition. Well, there are a lot of things I think are going to come out. When the judge imposed a 60-day sentence back in June of last year, he said Goodwin had been spreading disinformation during a broadcast of Tucker Carlson Tonight. And he ordered that Mr. Goodwin's computer be subject to monitoring and inspection. Big Brother is watching. Welcome to 1984. We're just 40 years late. That's all. That's all. We're just 40 years late. Prosecutors had wanted more jail time and 36 months of supervised release and a big fine and restitution of next to nothing for not really doing anything. Now, it's funny. I guess for George Floyd, it's okay to burn down courthouses and burn police vehicles, and that's considered a peaceful protest. To these idiots on the left, they're the ones causing insurrection. They're the ones that are lying. They're the ones that are a danger to your freedom. They're the ones that are a danger to your family, your faith, and your freedom. Because they'll bring people in from other countries and make them voters. That's the goal. They want your kids to be transgendered where they can't produce. And they're going to create a society they can control in a one-party rule. It's on its way. And I think God's judgment is really at hand. And the heart of the case was simply this. The judge criticized Mr. Goodwin for having a false impression that the 2020 election was stolen. Well, Judge, I believe it was stolen too. And I think the evidence is going to be on my side, not yours. It's funny. By the way, any of you that want to say, well, you know, it was adjudicated in the courts, you know, and that's why No, the evidence was never heard. Every case about an election was tossed on procedural grounds or standing grounds. No case, I repeat, no case anywhere in the United States has ever had the evidence. But there's one coming. There's one coming soon. Why do you think they want to keep Trump out of office? Because the jig could be up, and it's not going to be pretty. We'll be back tomorrow with another radio program. But I want to thank you for listening today. It is a privilege for me to come to you on the radio and share. Today is one of those days we did some news stories. Tomorrow we're going to change direction a little bit. I believe we should. And get into some of the other things that I consider vitally important in our time. The news is one thing. And sometimes I need to bring you these stories that may get buried, that you may not see, that may not make it to your news feed, just to keep you aware. But I don't want to be your newsman. As I've said before, the purpose of this program is not to be just another news show, another talk show, another opinion show. Yet from time to time, like today, we look at some of these news stories and remind ourselves of where we have been and where we are going. This is to encourage you. Now, I need you to encourage me to help keep this radio program on the air. Because the airtime is not free. My time is, but the airtime is not. There's some cost in podcasting. So if you're a podcast listener, would you consider maybe just giving even a small amount each month? And you can do it through some of the podcast sites. But if you would, for the first time, would you consider making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio? Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, 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 Virginia 24319, PO Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia 24319, or you can support us from our website, truth2ponder.com.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.